Dowsing can be used to both clear and enhance energy. In this session, Dawnie shares how you can use dowsing to do both. She begins with a review of the pre-dowsing preparations and then teaches you how to enhance your energy through color. She shares her investigations on its effects, instructs you on how to use the color chart provided in your manual, and then takes you through an exercise in absorbing healing colors. She then provides you with additional information on clearing energy and the effects that sound can have on you. To end this session, she teaches you how to use the numbers chart also provided in your manual, along with taking you through an exercise in transforming your energy.
Before we proceed with more dowsing work, let's go back through our preparation, because it's very important to do that if you take a break or there's an interruption. Anything that changes the energy, you need to go back and get into that centered, focused state so that you are truly tapping into the divine database and not just picking up your dowsing and running with it. That's what makes this different than other systems. Let's review. First, we need to quiet and center ourselves. Next, as time permits, we do a prayer. If there's insufficient time to go through doing the prayer, then at the very least, say to yourself some statements that'll make sure you're aligned with your focus. If what you're creating is to get yourself back into alignment when you may have gotten off track for a little bit, what I use is, make me an instrument of peace, fill me with the spirit of the Most High. Then I'm ready to say, I am a clear and perfect channel of love, light, and healing for the highest good of all and to bless and uplift us all. That's a short form of getting yourself quieted and centered, just changing your focus. I'll go over the key points in preparing yourself, the ones we've covered so far. We'll add additional ones with keywords to trigger the insight and tap you into the larger picture as we move along to more advanced dowsing. We center and focus ourselves first. We work with the vortexes of light around individuals, rooms, properties. We do the plug-in and call-in. And as we proceed, you'll go into other things to make sure that you're ready to work, that you're neutral, and some other questions. Those are the basics that we're working with at this time. Now let's put it into practice so that we are actually focused and connected to the divine database when we're working. We can quickly review our prayer. You may want to spend a longer time with meditation when you have the time. We've covered that already. Before we say our prayer, sit down quietly. Take a few deep breaths. Make sure that you're fully relaxed. Now let's say our prayer together. You can say it silently in your mind, as I say it out loud. Where there is love, there is light. Where there is light, there is God. I ignite and expand God's love and light within and around me. Where I am, God is. Connecting again from a different perspective of oneness. Where there is love, there is light. Where there is light, there is oneness. We ignite and expand the highest source of love, wisdom, and power within and around us. Where we are, oneness is. Make me an instrument of peace for the highest good of all, and to bless and uplift us all. I am a clear and perfect channel of love, light, and healing. See yourself and others present in a personal vortex of light. The point at the bottom is connected down into the center of the earth. So we're fully grounded in our earth life. The wide open expanse at the top is open into the oneness. This is the highest source of all. It is the divine database. Now place the room where you're located in another vortex of light, then the building, and then the property. Now we'll do our plug-in. Visualize the connective cord from you going to the highest source and plug it in. Now that we've consciously plugged in and aligned ourselves, call in help and protection and all that you need from that highest source to immediately come and surround you. Sit quietly for a moment and feel that strengthening energy. It's there for you. You're now ready to do spiritual teamwork, connecting into the divine database. Feel the change in your personal energy and the energy of the room around you. Get familiar with this feeling and know that your best work will come when you're in this state of consciousness. Part of what we do teaches us to have an awareness of our perspective and our position. And when we have an awareness of when we're approaching our work from the perspective of the Most High and the Divine Database, our work will reflect that. So if you're not feeling the feeling that you have at this time, and you're not in this heightened state of awareness, it means you're not prepared to begin your work. Remember that. And if you pick up your instruments to work, or if you're investigating a situation and you're not in this state of consciousness, take the time to make the change.